Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 52nd episode of The Judgies. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
My name is Christian.
And we are
The Judgies.
I should have fucked that up on purpose. That would have been so funny. That
would have been very on brand.
Would have been such a good bit.
Guys, we did it. 1 year. Honestly, biggest accomplishment any of us have ever. We committed to something for 1 year.
Wow, we definitely don't. We've never had anything last that long.
It's the most commitment I've ever had in my life.
All right. Well, fuck me, I guess. Everyone knows all of my relationships last exactly 11 months and 30 days. So.
For real?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh.
I break up with them way before that. Aurora, sorry to hear, but you're out of the door
no,
soon.
No, official girlfriend of the pod.
Timer's ticking down, so just kind of be prepared for it.
I will never be prepared for that.
I'm like a vagabond. I can't be tied down for too long, you know?
You bought a house.
Fuck.
Well, it was meant to be flipped. It was supposed to be a 1-year project, and look where we are.
Fucking COVID, am I right?
7 months and 30 days in, and here I am.
Guys, look, here's what we're going to do this episode. We're going to do a little bit of a reflection, because why wouldn't we? It's been a year. We're going to go through the highs, and then end the episode. We're really going to steer away from those lows, because there are none, correct?
There is none.
So I guess...
What about that time we cut you off, like, every time you're talking? If it makes you feel better, I just did it to Josh.
Yeah, I know. Fucking
What's
rude.
That?
Is this a Christian problem and not a men problem, or specifically on this podcast? I feel like I get lumped in with a lot of Christians' mishaps.
I get lumped in with a lot of Joshua's mishaps.
I need that pen.
If those
so
are
I
bad
can
jokes, that's what I'm talking about.
Change something over here.
Okay, so what we've each done is we've each picked three of our favorite stories from the past year that we've read on the pod. And we're each going to read one of them just as a nice little refresher in case any new listeners haven't read them. So I guess...
And sometimes I go first.
Erica, go ahead and read us number three on your third favorite story. Of course, we read, at least 150 different Reddit posts?
Hold on. So, third favorite as in, I picked three to read tonight.
Yeah.
I'm reading all three?
No,
you're just reading
just
one.
I'm picking my favorite of the three that I picked that were my favorite.
But then also tell us the other
just
two.
Tell us the runner-ups.
All right, I'm just going to read you all the titles, and then you can guess which one I picked.
Okay, that works.
All right, so I picked from episodes 16, 18, and 39.
Okay.
From episode 16, am I the asshole for yelling at my fiance for giving away my dog? Okay.
Classic, not an asshole.
Episode 18, didn't write down the full title because I'm an idiot. Something about vacuuming my tit.
I believe it was today I fucked up by vacuuming my tit.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Wait, no, that was a 2X chromosomes post.
Was it?
Yeah. Huh.
And then I also don't know what subreddit this was from because I am an idiot and didn't write it down. New girlfriend says she's the devil.
Ah, I believe that was from Paranormal.
Ah, that makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so which one do you guys think I'm going to read?
All of them. You threw us a curveball. That's why you were so worried about the rules.
Yes. No, I'm going to read the first one. Fiance gave away my dog.
Ooh.
We did just get, a very similar story.
Did
recently
we?
About the guy stealing his friend's or his brother's dog.
Ah, yes.
Over a crazy game of poker. You know, like the OAR song? A Crazy Game of Poker?
No, I don't know.
All my teenagers from 2006 will get that reference.
You were in like 7th grade in 2006.
Yeah, but I was hanging out with cool teenagers.
Smoking cigarette. Just one.
Anyway.
That's all I could handle. I was only 12.
My best friend Kelly passed away 2 years ago. We were both childhood friends. She dropped... Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done?
Can we get a clean open? Just the title.
To cut him off with my best friend Kelly died.
So Kelly passed away 2 years ago. We were both childhood friends. She adopted her dog Leo 7 years ago, and we became attached to him, and he was the bond that made our friendship stronger. When she passed away, I took him in a few months after she passed, and it felt like she was there with me every time he runs in or cuddles with me. I recently moved in with my fiancé. He lives out of town, and I brought Leo in with me. I could sense that my fiancé didn't feel comfortable with having Leo live with us. He sat with me and asked if we could offer him up for adoption, since I had been busy with college and he was busy working.
I forgot about this story. I thought this was a different story. This story is fucking insane.
Yeah. I told him the story behind taking Leo, and he sort of dropped it. During the last couple of weeks, I was visiting my parents and asked my fiancé to take care of him while I was away. He said, okay. I called every night to check in on Leo, and I could hear him bark in the background. But a few days later, he stopped. My fiancé told me he was just outside. I came back, and I noticed that Leo was gone. I waited till my fiancé got back from work, and he sat me down and explained that while he was out with Leo, a family approached him and asked him if he was putting him up for adoption, and they said they were willing to provide a home for him, since their son, who didn't let go of Leo, lost his dog, who looked the same age as him.
It's such a bad lie.
Yeah.
It's such an obvious
What family
bad.
Just asked somebody on the street, like, hey, are you trying to give your dog away?
I'll take it.
We'll gladly take your dog.
He said he felt sorry for the kid and decided to give them Leo. I was in shock. I lost it, and I yelled at him that it wasn't his place because Leo was mine. He lashed out, saying I was hurting his feelings and overreacting.
That's appropriate.
Oh, did poor boyfriend get his feelings hurt?
I told him he needed to go get him back. He just gave me their number and told me to handle it myself. I've had a hard time trying to get him back, and I did eventually. I packed up and moved back with my parents. My fiancé is calling and apologizing, then saying that he can no longer pay rent on his own. I didn't reply. My family say I should just forgive him and get over it, but I just couldn't. I feel heavy and unable to even talk to him anymore.
I always love the great, like, on the, all the best stories, it's always, like, at the end, like, oh, my family agrees with the piece of shit in this story.
Yeah. Most of the time,
like, yeah, just get over it.
Yeah, you should just get over it.
And I love it when people
go
like,
back to your toxic boyfriend.
Oh, it's just a dog. No, it is not just a dog.
Even if it wasn't from your dead best friend. That's like, there's so many lines.
What
for
kind
us.
Of asshole makes his girlfriend give up her dog from her dead best friend? Like, what the fuck?
If you're gonna lie, just say the dog died.
Yeah.
Like,
or he got off leash and I've tried looking for him everywhere. Yeah. Like,
there's so many better lies than like, yeah, someone asked me for him, so I gave him away. The only thing is if this dude was wearing a shirt that says, ask me about this dog.
Could you imagine? Like, what would you do if I came home one day and was like, oh yeah, some kid wanted Max. And I was like, yeah, sure, you can have Max.
I would just get over it.
Would you?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't leave me?
I'd just move on.
It's That's not a deal breaker?
It's just a dog.
Now, of course, you know Erica would be lying because no dog has ever looked like Max.
Yeah. she's a pretty unique, fucking weird dog.
She's a unique shape, so you would immediately know. Like,
she's the best
No
pup.
Kid just lost a dog that looked like Max. Hang on.
Yeah, we lost a Beagle German Shepherd. That's fine.
She's real cute. So, yeah, that was that story. It's one of my favorites.
When you read the title, I was thinking it was the... guy who was in the shower and his sister would come and take it. I forgot that the fiance thing.
Yeah, I completely forgot this story. And wow. We've had a lot of dogs getting stolen stories.
Listen,
and they're all so wild.
Why are so many dogs being stolen?
People love dogs.
Oh, you don't love your dog? You wouldn't steal your dog from somebody?
Oh, I didn't tell you guys how I got Judah. Somebody's fiance was out of town. Fucking yoinked him.
Said mine, please.
What episode was that one from?
It was from episode 16.
16. The teens what? Had some fucking bangers in them.
Yeah.
What episode was that? That was Oh Mama.
Oh Mama.
Oh boy. Of course.
I like how we both are just like, oh.
That's a,
I remember.
That's an infamous Reddit. Is a, ask Ooh. Me anything about a guy who fucked his mom for fun.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened to episode 16, go give it a fucking listen.
It is absolutely not safe for work. So.
I forgot that one entirely. Mm-hmm. There's so many that I, like, just looking at the titles, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that one. That title must have slipped past me because until he said it, I was like, oh, no.
Yikes.
We both had that, like, we're trying to think.
We go, oh mama.
What were we doing? Oh, that's why.
Yikes.
Oh, Jesus
God,
Christ.
That one was so hard to listen to.
Uh-huh.
Like, even, like, listening back.
Yeah.
So go give it a listen, guys.
Go give episode 16 a listen.
Maybe mm-hmm. show it to your dad on Father's Day.
Or not.
Christian, you want to go next, man?
Yeah, I can go next.
Save the best for last.
Boo. Actually, Christian, you have to go last now.
Yeah, I guess so, if we're keeping the best
I'm actually going to loop back around, and I'm going to go last.
So who read that story originally? Was that you or Christian?
It was me, I think.
Okay. So I guess we're not featuring any of my stories tonight.
Oh, maybe you don't have the best stories.
Yeah, maybe just pick better stories.
Oh my God, did you guys all pick a story that I read?
I gotta change.
It's like I picked the best story.
I'm changing my answer. Okay, here's my number three pick.
Okay.
It's Am I the Asshole for Telling My Granddaughter-in-Law Some Lewd Advice?
Which episode was that?
That was episode 6.
Grandmotherly advice.
It's some great grandmotherly advice in that episode.
Do you remember the advice, Erica?
I do. Do you want me to spoil it for you?
That was number three, correct?
Yeah, that was
number three. Give us a spoiler.
Keep his balls empty and his stomach full.
Amen, brother.
That's all you
and
need
I have
to keep
lived him. By that advice since.
My parents listen to this. Runner up.
Well, don't
what? Don't what?
Don't give us an excuse why you can't read, man.
What?
There is such a pregnant pause.
I had to scroll through. They're long. I had three of them. I had to scroll through and then make sure I was reading the right one, dude. I had to make sure I was reading the.
But you started the segue. You started the segue of and number two. You could have just waited until you had it ready.
Now America's doing this bit and we can't even cut it. Am I the asshole for sleeping in my roommate's bed for a week after my boyfriend puked red wine all over mine?
Oh, a whole week with fucking puke in your bed.
Yeah, episode 7 that's from. And what a the utter piece of shit.
The roommate episode.
It was all about bad roommates. Mm-hmm. Shout out roommates. To our, the worst roommate, Luis. And then my number one pick, am I the asshole for cockblocking my older brother?
Oh, God. I love this story.
This one's a classic.
Another Ricky find. It's okay.
I probably found it, too. No, you
didn't. I love this story so much. I guess I'll wait till after.
All right. So
that's
this
a
is,
first.
This is from episode 23, Am I the Asshole for Cockblocking My Older Brother?
Am I not supposed to talk over you, or?
You fucking got him. Erica's too nice to do it more than once.
I just ignored it. I didn't even know you were doing it.
Okay. Oh, that, like, was part of that, like, choppy reading that you
your
do.
Your chunky reading.
Your chunky
that's
reading.
That's also a bit.
You have chunky reading and choppy listening.
I just do it, like, to differentiate myself
Joshua,
from the other pack.
He's partially deaf. You can't. That's not a fun joke.
No, like, he only listens to the show Chopped in his free time. He's got choppy listening.
I'm a big Alton Brown fan. I'm a 24 male who decided on a whim to visit my parents, who live 2 hours away. When I showed up to my parents...
Is this so embarrassing?
I've dropped the ball. When I showed up, my parents and my brother, 26 male, were preparing to host a party type of thing. My parents were glad to see me, but my brother's always been kind of weird and didn't even acknowledge my presence. But it was chill, and I've gotten used to it. Fast forward a few hours, their guests start arriving, and my parents' friends brought their daughter, who looked to be about me and my brother's age, who I will call Iris for the sake of the story. I was minding my own business and feeding my cat an egg when Iris came by to say hi. And she thought it was the coolest thing ever.
No, she didn't.
It got me last time, and it got me again today.
An egg.
It's not cool. It was the weirdest thing going on where she's like, I gotta get away from these fucking weirdos. And we started talking about animals and food, which branched off into a ton of other shit. And it turns out we had a lot in common, so we just kept chatting all night. This whole time, my brother has not said shit to me or Iris. And just watched us from across the dinner table. And as soon as dinner was over, he dipped to his room while me and Iris played Overcooked. I went upstairs to invite my brother, but his door was locked, and he was ignoring me, so I said, fuck it, and just played without him.
That's, he said, the way he says so, I said, fuck it, makes him sound much cooler than he is. He thinks he's a badass, fuck it, guess I'll keep playing this baby game with this hot chick.
As, this dude fucking sucks. As Iris and company were leaving, we exchanged numbers and made plans while I was still in the area. As soon as the doors closed, all hell broke loose. My parents started berating me because it turns out they set the whole dinner party thing up to try to get my brother and Iris together, and I apparently fucked the whole thing up. I told them that I had no idea my brother has been ignoring me since I got back. My parents told me to lose Iris's number, and if she texted me, I am not to respond back. This is the part where I may be an asshole. I told my parents to pound sand,
baby.
Hell yeah.
Fucking go pound sand, mom.
I love the idea of like the parents like leaning. This is all obviously in the 1950s. The parents leaning on the like a brick wall with their leather jackets. They flick a cigarette, pull out a switchblade like, hey, you better lose Iris's number. You better lose her digits.
And he goes, pound sand, nerds.
Under his breath, pound sand. What was that, loser? Pound sand.
I told my parents to pound sand, and I was going to go check into a hotel. And as soon as I was settled in, I was going to text her. What a fucking badass.
Oh, he's so fucking such a hard ass.
I've barely been talking to Iris. I'm so bad at reading, guys. This is super embarrassing. I've been talking to Iris, and she told me that her parents don't really talk to my parents as much anymore. So I'm wondering if I fuck something major up. Am I the asshole here?
No.
I mean, a little, but like...
I don't think he's the asshole at all.
What a perfect story.
Yeah. I hope that he and Iris got married and that's just super awkward every time.
Why would no one like key him into the whole plan?
Yeah, here? It's definitely on the parents of not saying like, hey...
You know, Brian hasn't... He's 27. He hasn't fucked. Like,
dude's gotta get his dick wet. Yeah.
This Irish girl is super weird. She's like into feeding cats eggs and shit.
That's the funniest part is like, this proves that all incels are just fucking pieces of shit. Because you can be feeding a cat an egg and get laid from that. Like, it's not that hard, guys.
It's, you literally just have to talk to them. It's insane that it just takes talking to a woman to make a connection and possibly get laid.
It's really funny coming from you because you, like, did not talk to me.
I still don't, guys. I still don't.
Doesn't.
Fucking worked, baby.
Here we are. Because
I'm an enigma, boys.
It's because, yeah.
Sigma male.
He's in a Sigma male, yeah.
Poo.
I'm an enigma wrapped in a mystery. There's an edit here because we all had the questions.
About the egg.
All right, since all of you are curious about the egg thing... It's a large gray AA egg that came from Costco's, which I lightly scrambled and left unseasoned.
I had to have said this the first time. The size of the egg was not the question.
It's
not important information.
No, it's very important details.
It wouldn't have mattered if it was a large or a small egg. The issue here is the cat.
It's the feeding it to the cat that's weird. I lightly scrambled it, left it unseasoned, and then I hand-fed it to my cat, who is 6 years old and chonky.
Yeah, because aww. You're giving him eggs.
He's got cholesterol.
It's worse that he's hand feeding it too, right? That's
correct.
Like,
just put it in a bowl.
He keeps adding more details to make it worse.
No, let me explain why it's way weirder than you think it is.
Well, my cat actually has pretty bad teeth, so I have to chew up the egg and then I spit it into its mouth.
Yeah,
Mama
baby
bird style.
Yeah, baby bird it to him.
It's one of my favorite stories.
It's so
such
good.
A pound sand.
Fucking pound sand.
So my Aurora's brother, he listens to the pod. Hello, if you're listening.
Hey. We haven't met yet, but like, hey.
One of the last times I saw him, he just kept going, pound sand, man. Like, it's so funny.
And, I was like, and then you looked at him and you're like, yeah, I literally do that for a living. So.
What a memorable quote. Sand merch coming when? On a hammer?
Dude.
Can you print it on a hammer?
Probably.
I'm sure we can.
I'll buy a hammer and I'll hand paint it.
It's
going to
cost a lot of money, I'm sure. Pound sand was a big staple in our group here for a while, for the months after this story came out.
Mm-hmm.
Just yelling at each other to go pound sand. It's the perfect insult,
yeah,
honestly.
And you know what? Actually, completely no bullshit. A guy I work with unironically used that phrase literally like 3 days ago.
Did your eyes light up like Christmas?
Yeah. Like, because somebody was leaving, she was getting a new job, and he was trying to be all like tough guy, like, I'll protect the woman in a situation. And he was like, hey, and if anybody's giving you crap over there, tell me, or go tell him to go pound sand. Hey, it just makes sense that this was set in the fucking 50s, because that dude's like 60 years old. So like,
yeah. Very funny.
It's so weird for a 26-year-old, 24-year-old to even know the term go pound sand.
I mean,
it has to be a staple in his house, right?
One of my favorite phrases that my mom and I use a lot is you bet your bippy.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, dude. Like, you bet your bippy I'm going garage sailing this weekend.
Hmm.
I don't know. She said it and I laughed really hard because I thought that was hilarious. So now I say anything to the affirmative is you bet your bippy, mom.
You bet your bippy.
You bet your bippy. And...
bet your bippy, you know? Merch what?
It's weird that your mom like wrote in all those other stories on Mother's Day, but didn't write in this one where she fucked you up for your entire life.
You bet your bippy.
By you letting you use the phrase, you bet your bippy.
Yeah. She'll really appreciate this.
All right, guys. You ready? Ready for my three?
Joshua, are you going to explain why you're wearing the suit before your story? Or...
should I? So yes. I was going to do a game show episode for episode 50. Where you guys could win up to $50 based off of questions, answering questions. And then I didn't. So I bought this to be a game show host, but I thought I'd look dapper for number 52.
Yeah, but you didn't share the let's get dressed up for the...
yeah, I just thought it'd be a funnier bit if I just came wearing a suit jacket, a tie, a pink shirt.
And but... just really balling on us with the fucking ad money.
Yep, got a little bit of Manscaped dollars right in here.
But I have a hot pink suit jacket that would really go well with this whole ensemble.
Hmm.
I'm pretty upset, actually.
Well, it looks like it's a solo and ensemble. My number three story was from episode 23 called Thunderous Dad Pee. Erica read a story about cock blocking an older brother with an egg and a cat. I fucking love that story. Number two from episode 18, Tortilla Tatas, which Erica read a story from, or was going to. Christian's episode. Story about a daughter calling a man ugly.
Yes.
And it's so fucking funny. If you haven't listened to episode 18, it's a fucking good one. It's so funny because at one point he says, I mean, I'm not the most attractive looking man, but I make up for it in other ways. I've been gaining weight. I'm balding. But my wife's hot. That's so fucking funny. But the one I'm going to read. Now, this is insane. This is one of our quote-unquote worst performing episodes because it's not on YouTube. It got copyright striked because we played a song in it.
Oh.
So it's taken off of YouTube. You cannot find this story unless you listen to the Anchor episode. And the episode, kind of ironically, is called Big Barber. Listen, Big Barber's trying to take down our fucking shit. We exposed some secrets in that episode.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
I don't remember either. Is
this a conspiracy episode? Was this?
I don't remember. Honestly, didn't look it up. But Big Barber episode getting taken down seems kind of sus to me. I think someone's among us.
God damn you, Crate Clips and Sports Clips and all the other clips.
You fuckers.
But the story, which I will be reading, of course, Christian read this story originally. Am I the asshole for taking back the beer I bought for a party from which I was uninvited?
Now,
listeners,
I remember this one.
If you know me, you know I love a good old fucking story about cringe people thinking that they're dating somebody.
Oh, God.
And God, is this so fucking good.
I'm having flashbacks and just how uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This happened just a few hours ago. I'm a 19-year-old man. It fucking gets me every time. And the people calling me an asshole are 18-year-old men and women. Really liberal use of the terms men and women. On Thursday, a person I had a major crush on in high school, but who rejected me, messaged me out of the blue. She never contacted me without my contacting her first. And at one point, I realized she had had me blocked on social media. And so, I found it odd that she was suddenly being friendly.
What a fucking idiot.
After sending a couple of greetings and questions about how I've been, she said that she was going to have some people over and wanted to know if I would get the beer. The drinking age where we are is 19, and she and the people who were going to chill were all 18. The liquor stores in my area all card. I thought it was silly that my being a month older meant I could buy liquor and they couldn't, and so I said I would love to go. She said, thanks, I'll pick you up at 7. Pretty early to get beer for an underage party.
Yeah.
7 o'clock rolled around, and she texted me to say she was in front of my house. I went out dressed and ready to chill with some people, and she drove me to the liquor store. When we got there, I asked what beer she wanted me to get, and she told me to get Budweiser. I hid my disappointment as well as I could, but it was her party, so I went in and bought 2 cases of 24. Kid's clearly not a man if he doesn't love the taste of a cold hard Budweiser.
The beer, the king of beers. The beer of kings.
I got back in the car and said, let's party.
Ugh.
Probably the saddest two words to say and have it not land.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like,
it's so
hard to find a worse string of two words.
You know, and he did, like, you know, he did finger guns. He's like, let's party.
And
maybe
she,
shakas.
And she was eerily quiet. I noticed that she wasn't driving towards her neighborhood, but rather back towards mine. I thought she had moved or something, but didn't want to press the issue. This dude's ever the optimist. He's like, oh, you must have moved right next door to me. When she turned down my street, I finally figured it out. She was being purposefully vague about the invitation because she wanted me to get the beer, but she wanted a way out when she told me I wasn't actually invited in the first place. She stopped in front of my house, leaned over, kissed me on the cheek, and said, thanks, in her best voice.
Hey, man. This is more than you could ever wish for.
What does her best voice mean?
Just, like, really hopeful, like, thanks. See you later.
It was actually her best voice impression. She was doing a killer Whoopi Goldberg. I deadpanned her and asked when she was going to tell me I wasn't invited. She feigned surprise and said that she never intended to invite me in the first place. I sat in silence for a long, awkward minute. Picked up the beer and walked towards my front door. She got out of her car and frantically tried to re-invite me to the party, but I told her that what she did was the most humiliating thing that has ever happened to me. I opened my front door, slammed it a bit too hard, and came back to my room. Now I'm sitting here drinking absolutely unpalatable piss water. Fuck you. And I have text messages from all of her friends and her asking me why I'm being such a dick. I don't think I'm the asshole for reacting the way I did, but if you haven't figured it out, I'm not amazingly social, so I'm not sure. Am I the asshole here? Is what I think he meant to say.
Oh my God, what a fucking idiot.
Now, I wanted to read the cockblock story, and then as I was scrolling through the list, I saw this one, and I was like, I fucking love young men being absolute fucking morons.
Yeah.
Those stories are easy to find.
Yeah, they are. But very rarely, I feel like, from the perspective of the young man. And, like, to be fair, he didn't do anything, like, wrong.
Yeah.
He just had, like, bad expectations that he should have been able to figure out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, once you get blocked by somebody, you shouldn't, like, assume them hitting you up out of nowhere is a good thing.
Yeah. Unless he glowed up.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe his puberty hit at 19.
Yeah, maybe he hit, like, he's, like, 6'10 and can dunk.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I mean, I'm pretty much there, but...
Maybe your puberty will hit when you turn 29?
You talking to Josh?
No.
Huh?
Maybe like your beard will really come in and you got a couple more inches on you, if you know what I mean. I'm sorry.
Christian would love to be 6 foot 10 inches, and those are two measurements.
Yes.
He would gladly sacrifice a few off the top to go a few out the long.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, no, that felt like it came from somewhere real, but it's cool. No, it's cool.
Let me go on the record and say you have a big dick.
No, because then it's okay. You're lying.
Don't want to go to jail for lying, so.
What? You can go to jail for lying?
Perjury.
Huh? Delete the pod. Delete everything we've recorded. Guys, listen, we've had a lot of good stories.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Apparently none of them are from me, but that's cool.
Well, I mean, like, it's
you
clear.
You didn't even pick your own favorite story.
I thought it would have been rude to pick my own story, but I guess it's fine.
I wouldn't even pay attention to it. Did I pick my own story?
No, you picked Erica's story.
Did I pick my own story?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, conceited. Gonna make a note of that.
Sorry, I just happened to pick the best stories.
But listen, guys, if this isn't proof enough, you got to go back, listen to all 52. Mm-hmm. There's some bad audio issues in the beginning, but we fixed it by around episode.
We're figuring it
18.
Out.
Yeah. Well, there's a spot where it gets good, and then and we rearranged the podcast studio, and it got bad again.
I mean, we've rearranged this room probably 7 times.
Yeah, too many times.
I think
times.
This is the longest it's stayed
yeah,
in one spot.
Because once we got the cameras, we really couldn't mess with it that much.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get the framing right.
Let's. I mean, like, this frame is good. This frame.
Yeah.
You see how I cut you off again?
Bad. What's that?
Well, speaking of cutting off, how about we get listen to a word from our sponsor and the ad break. Bye. This episode of The Judgies is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Christian, before we got Manscaped, can you describe to me the state of your balls?
Ooh, I don't know if this should be on the air, but...
It's that bad.
It was bad. It was horrendous. Erica, she couldn't be here because she might have vomited recalling how terrible it was.
Yeah, you could even say horrendous.
I wouldn't say that, but I would say it was bad.
Mm. And that's when you were trimming, can we assume it was just like the NBA Finals since 1999, meaning there were no Knicks involved?
I'm not sure about that, but what I am sure is it ain't Christmas, because I didn't get a visit from old Pink Nick. Do you know what I mean?
I got you, my man. Because Manscaped just launched their brand new 4th generation lawnmower 4.0, which over 2 million men worldwide trust to deliver a nick-free experience. And with our exclusive offer, you, yes, you, listener, can get 20% off and free worldwide shipping with offer code JUDGIES at manscaped.com.
The Lawnmower 4.0 has a travel lock feature to make sure that it never goes off while in your bag, an LED spotlight to keep your eyes on the guys, and oh yeah, did I mention wireless charging?
No, you didn't.
Well, it has that.
Sheesh.
Well, if you want to take advantage of this offer and help us out, go to manscaped.com and enter the code JUDGIES.
That's JUDGIES.
To get 20% off and free worldwide shipping, Pitbull style.
It's a perfect gift for any ball havers in your life. Brothers, fathers, lovers, and any others.
Unlock your confidence and use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Thanks, Manscaped.
I can't wait to fucking roast you guys.
And the superlatives?
Yeah.
You're roasting us?
Oh, yeah.
You guys aren't mean at all.
Welcome back. Welcome back to this side of the podcast. I wasn't prepared to be roasted by Erica.
You should be, because I roast you every episode.
That's fair. Guys, look. In that spirit of the 52nd episode, we've already gone back. We've read our favorite stories. We told you guys what we love. Hey, why don't you guys send us in what you guys love? What were your favorite stories? Email us in.
I would love to hear.
I so would love to hear.
Listeners' favorites.
But in other news, I'm an uncle now, all right? So I have to take on uncle-y duties, all right?
Uncle-y?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Uncle-y.
So I thought, you know, maybe not right now because the kid was just born, so like, maybe wait a little while, but what better way for an uncle to help, then to help them learn their AB sheesh with the judges.
Oh, geez.
Hang on. Let me make sure my framing's right. So the AB sheesh with the judges pod. Now I'm in contact with Penguin. I just had to tape this onto a copy of Dumpy the Dump Truck for now, but eventually we will get this published.
Really the title of that book?
Yeah, it's called Dumpy the Dump Truck.
Fuck yeah. On brand.
Listen, guys, I went through and decided...
You made an entire children's book.
I had to do... It's learning your AB sheesh with the judges.
Okay.
So
we need to sell this.
Write something down really quick.
If my little niece is listening to this someday, don't.
We should have stopped 51 episodes ago.
So...
But if you're here, keep going.
We're going to go through the alphabet. I should say, I already messed up the bit. But guys, here's how I got to it. What else has 52 in it?
Not the alphabet. Weeks in a year.
And nothing. Definitely not deck of cards, which I didn't think of until last night when Aurora brought it up. But 52 divided by 2 is 26. And there's 26 letters in the alphabet.
So you can read through this twice.
Listen, okay. No.
Okay.
But here we go. Of course, A is for am, as in am I the asshole? Family and lovers can be quite the hassle. B is for boo, after all of my good jokes. Call me Porky the Pig because bidee, 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 bidee. That's all, folks.
Jesus Christ.
So bad. Okay.
I don't know. I think that one really nailed it.
C is for COVID, of COVID-19. The judges were born during this quarantine. D is for dudes with dick that's too bomb, sexing all women with milkers of mom.
Ew.
This is amazing.
E is for extramarital affair. Honey, you're home early. Don't go in there. F is for Facebook drama, not just for boomers. Drama about babysitters, handbags, or coomers. G is for girlfriend uses vagina to speak. Right, and I don't think they're talking about a queef.
Ew. Oh, my God.
H is for, huh? What did you say? I is for International Pepper Pot Day. J is for Jake and Amir. Thanks for playing our cover. K is for kinks. Christian and Erica like to fart on each other.
No.
How did you know this?
What?
We talked about it on the pod. These are all references to the podcast. L is for London Bridge. The sea shanty, of course. M is for Manscaped's new lawnmower 4.0. Keep your ball hair short.
That's brilliant.
N is for not all men, a story for all to hear. O is for oops, I meant no tall men. I hope I made myself clear. P is for pound sand, because I don't like to swear. Q is for questions. Send them to judgiespod@gmail.com. We'll do our best to answer. Okay, nice on that slant rhyme. R is for really, Josh. You've committed this far. S is for sorry. I'm a cancer. Don't blame me. Blame the stars. T is for the judges. New episode every week. U is for unpopular opinions, or hurt Turks as we speak. V is for vagina. There's so many stories about women. W is for whoop. A new subreddit has risen. X is for extra stories about pussies. Y is for yes, even more stories about pussies.
Oh my gosh.
And finally, Z is for zeal, in which we talk about poop. Farts and shits and all matters of butt goop. Thanks to all who have listened to this year of the pod. We hope you stick around and listen to the next one.
Oh my God, Joshua.
No matter the person, no matter the view, always remember, 1, 2, 3, the judges love you. There we go, guys. So listen, if my niece is listening, your parents fucked up. I'm sorry, but there you go. We're in talks with Penguin Publishing. They'll get it on the board. I'm confident.
That was amazing. Listen, I feel like... How much do you think it costs to make a book? Like,
that's what I was just going to say. Do we have any artist friends that can
illustrate
this book?
I don't think...
Are we big enough yet?
I don't think we're big enough
to be a thing
to elicit
this can take off.
Yeah, I don't think we're big enough to elicit art. But I think somebody did just follow us on Twitter. Who I think we had two people follow us on Twitter just today, who have in their bio that they are artists. So,
listen. Oh my gosh, Aurora, girlfriend of the pod, wonderful artist. What are we even doing?
That's true,
Aurora.
You gotta do it now.
You gotta do it now.
You gotta do it. We said it. You have to commit to something we decided for you to do.
That sounds about right. Is that not how your relationship works? That's how ours works.
Erica decides something that you have to do, and now it's committed.
Yeah.
Correct. Like, that's literally why we're married.
Yeah, like engagement, marriage.
That was amazing.
Well, listen, guys, look, it might have sounded good or whatever. Rhyming is the lowest form of comedy, so it's really easy to set up a joke. No. But I hope you enjoyed it.
I have a really hard time rhyming, actually.
Yeah, I have a hard time with consonants, but it's okay.
There's only seven of them.
Syllables, that's what I meant.
All right, guys, now, for the last bit, we decided, much like a yearbook, we're going to have some superlatives.
So best and worst of the year.
And sometimes...
Best, worst, and most, and least.
Erica goes first.
You're going to read all of yours first?
I kind of want to.
Perfect, because mine only works in a list.
This is going to be really awkward if we have overlapping ones, probably, right?
That's why I want to go first.
Okay.
I doubt any of yours overlap with mine, but continue.
Someone's confident.
Most confident.
I put a lot of work into this episode, guys.
Who do you think is the most likely to get a boo from Ricky?
Probably me.
It's Joshua.
It's Josh.
Thank you. I'll take that award.
Who's most likely to talk over Ricky?
Christian.
Who's that? Oh. Okay. That's
you know, fit. Listen, I did have you guys down as a tie because you both do it.
Yeah.
And then Christian really pissed me off, so I scribbled it out. And
is
I
that
wrote...
why you took the pencil here later?
Yeah, very sure nice. Is.
Man, that's a bummer.
Who on this podcast touches their hair the most?
Me.
For sure,
it's I have
Joshua.
Such a nervous tick.
Yeah, your hair was looking good.
And then I fucked it up.
And now it's like slick down to the side.
Well, it's because if I pop it out, it curls.
Well, now yeah, like it fits with the coat. That's the thing is you look
like
a talk
show host.
Can you
slick down
the
other side too?
Huh?
So just slick it all down.
No, it's, just stop. No, you're fine. That looks so much better than what it was a second ago.
I'm so upset.
Stop touching it. Keep going.
Who's the most likely to keep a bit going too long?
Oh, boy. Has to be Erica. That's she Erica. Never stops on her bits.
It's like, we get it. You can end the bit now. Ain't seen.
You would Joshua. Think Erica would be a Nintendo 64, but she's got 128 bits.
Oh, my God, boo. Who's most likely to end up in the doghouse?
Oh, boy.
It's got to be Josh, right?
Yeah.
It's Christian.
Ooh.
And finally, who's the most extra?
You.
Erica?
Josh.
I'm wow. the most extra?
You're the most extra.
Name one extra thing I've done.
You wrote a whole fucking book.
Well, okay. Some would call that the bar being set, but
yeah.
I guess others would call it extra.
Those were my superlatives. I didn't give myself a single one. I thought that would be, you know.
Very good. That's... Christian?
You did steal a little bit of mine, but
Christian,
okay.
of course,
we'll
winning the superlative of most reading second tonight.
Yeah,
boo.
That's so weird because first superlative, most likely to open up the episode, it's Josh.
It's got
to
yeah. be me.
Way to go, Josh.
Erica's stolen it a few times. I think Christian has
I've
opened exactly...
Once.
Oh, one?
Maybe zero. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I didn't fact check. I just know that you have done it more than
anybody.
Me and Erica combined.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of my podcast. You guys you guys are just the guests.
That makes Excuse sense. You. That makes sense. Best hair of the podcast.
Erica. She always comes in on fleek. She doesn't have to touch it a single time during the pod.
Erica, yay. Speech.
Thank you.
Most likely get talked over on the podcast.
That's very good.
So Erica, again. Way to go, very, Erica. Speech.
Very good, Christian. He really got you at that one.
Most likely to laugh at his own joke. Also, Erica. You guys, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to talk. Really appreciate it. I'm just going to keep vamping until Christian cuts me off again, which inevitably he will do.
I make it a conscious effort not to cut you off.
That's really sad.
I don't believe you.
If that's your best, if that's your best, it's really bad.
Here's another conscious effort we make. Most likely to have a mistake while reading a story.
Christian.
It's Christian, yeah. Guys. Mm-hmm. Hooray. Most likely to rip his pants while on the podcast.
Wow. Now, hang on, because this was, I ripped my pants pre-podcast.
It was still there. I think I put it in the episode. This one's a heavily disputed category, seeing as Josh ripped his pants on the podcast. However, this is snuffing Christian, who should have rightfully won this. But it's okay. I mean, you can steal my thunder, but it's fucked.
You mean like you do every time I speak?
I can steal your thunder, but not them thunder thighs wearing through them jeans.
I am like a day away from ripping my black pants I wear to work. So I almost wore them on the podcast so I could rip them for this, but I was like, I got another day out of them. Let's let's embarrass myself at work and rip them.
This is why I won most extra, by the way. I would have whipped my pants on the podcast.
Best eyes. It's Christian. Because all you guys are fucking four-eye losers.
That's fair.
I thought you meant like most beautiful colors, eyes.
Yeah. Shout out to Carrot. Let's see what we else we got here. Biggest soy boy beta cuck. That goes to Joshua Highsmith.
Yeah. Hang on.
Way to go, Josh.
I can't believe we didn't bring up the whole Carrot bits that from the beginning.
I perused them.
That was a big,
yeah,
big one for us.
That was a pretty good one. Judgiest host.
Erica.
It's Erica. She gets the judgy award.
Most judgy. Very coveted award.
Josh is like, oh, let me scratch this one off.
Most likely give solid advice.
Also Erica.
It's also Erica. Yeah. Interesting. Erica's coming out pretty hot here.
I am very hot, thank you.
I would agree. Most likely come up with an insanely freaking badass hat idea based off a meme that is still funny and totally has a lot of life left in it. Even though there's other co-hosts on the podcast who thought it wouldn't last, but obviously he's very wrong. And that's Christian.
Yes.
That's Christian. He comes up with the sheesh hat. It's a very good idea and very funny.
Go buy them. Sheesh. They're on Etsy.
If you're wondering who thought it wouldn't last, that was Joshua. He didn't have faith in my product. It's okay.
He's eating his words right now, isn't he?
I got two left here, folks. Best relationship advice given on the podcast.
Oh, it's got to be me.
No, it's me.
It's the actual, it's none of us. It's communication. Just communicate with your partner. It's the best advice we could give you.
I guess that's
literally my tagline, but okay.
Your tagline is definitely boo.
That's fair.
Here's the final one for us, folks. Until Josh is the list. Best podcast listener. It's you, the person listening to this episode.
That's
way
right.
To go.
I mean, what we're going to do is we're going to just mouth the word pudding, but don't say it because you can put any word over it. And then you just say your name when we mouth it. That way you can put your name in it. Right. So the best podcast listener is. Congratulations. You did it.
That's so wild.
I'm so
very
proud
happy
of you.
For you.
You did it. Even though you just started listening 2 weeks ago when you found our TikTok.
That's okay.
Guys, now it was my list. And
is this the front?
No, no. This was the brainstorming from the children's
book.
Okay,
I was like, God damn, Josh.
Sorry, I have four pages front and back.
And guess what, guys? None of them overlapped. So we're doing
wow.
great here. Wow. So number one, most improved.
Let's hear it.
Christian.
Yay!
Reading skills, looks, height. You got all three, man. The big three.
That's all I could ever ask for.
Just don't stop. All right? Keep going.
Well, I should probably stop at some point. If I keep growing in height, I probably have a pituitary gland issue and I will probably die young. But
hey, man. Don't stop. Yeah.
Excuse you.
Best guest. Steven.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Steven. Obvious choice.
Way to go, Steven.
The only guest to be featured on multiple episodes that wasn't named Aurora. Cutest couple.
Was he?
We his spliced his voice episode. In.
Oh.
We spliced his voice in on another episode. Cutest couple. Christian
Josh
and Erica. Christian and Erica takes it home.
Fuck yes, dude.
Cutest thruple. Christian, Josh, and Erica. That's correct.
Yay.
Wow, I'm in this frame now. cutest single. That's me. Just because I'm the best looking by myself, I think.
I would agree with that.
What?
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah, you married me, but I don't know why that's you.
Because
wanna...
that's before I met John. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my god, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. You can cut it.
Let's bring his confidence back up. Most tall, Christian.
Also, Erica.
Christian. Yes, dude. Fuck yes.
And of course, least tall, Aurora. Has to be Aurora.
Yeah, girlfriend of the pod, very short.
Beauty and Brains. That's Erica.
It's Christian.
She did it.
Tootie and Stains. That's a tie. It's me also and Christian. Erica. Because I fart and he spills shit.
I do spill a lot.
Most likely to be a comedian.
Erica.
That's Josh. That's got to be Josh.
I'm just going to keep saying
most likely to be a comedian. That's Erica. Pretty much just, Christian, you're not funny to me. Most likely to secede. That's me, because I'm leaving your bitch asses once you get to 1,000 weekly.
Wait, did you
weekly.
Mean to say secede? Yeah, like you're out of here? Mm-hmm. Or like yeah. succeed?
I'm out of here. Call me Texas, because I'm out of here, buddy. Most likely to win the Super Bowl. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obvious choice. They brought back all 22 starters. Most likely to visit Mars. Elon Musk. Gotta be on there.
Why are we talking about them?
Most likely to go off script with this bit. Josh.
And there it is, folks.
Most likely to have perfectly shaven balls thanks to Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0. Anyone who uses offer code JUDGIES at checkout to get 20% off and free worldwide shipping. Pitbull style.
Like Pitbull.
Oh, I get it, because he's Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
That makes
sense.
Oh,
wow. Someone didn't listen to our Manscaped.
Oh, I did. I just didn't get it.
She was laughing too hard from the old Taint Nick joke. That
listen.
I didn't hear that you said Taint, but that's a much better joke now that I've like.
I wrote all of them, baby.
Never mind.
Remember when he said he was most likely to be a comedian?
I'm booing
that's
all of
his
the
shitty writing. The old Taint Nick.
Listen, guys, thanks for listening. We hope you stick around. We hope we get to at least another 52 years.
Minimum. Honestly.
Then we can be giving advice to drain balls and fill stomachs to all of our grand listeners.
Keep his balls empty and his stomach full.
I thought that was like a swallowing cum joke, and I was like, wow, Joshua.
I mean. It can be.
Who says that's not what grandma's advice was?
Grandma a freak.
Any last words, guys, for our put a bow on our number 52?
Thanks. We love you. Communicate. Go pound sand.
In that order.
Yeah, I would mostly say go pound sand.
And if you want to pound sand over on our Twitter and Instagram, that's Judgies Pod on both of them. That's JUDGIES. And Erica, where else can they find us?
On TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
On
viral sensations on TikTok. We're officially influencers. We have made money from TikTok. Thank you very much.
Judgy's lifestyle brand in the pipeline.
Yeah.
I forgot what he was saying because he cut me off, but like that's also on brand for this podcast.
And Christian, if they want to send in their own stories, where can they do that?
They can do that. gmail.com. That's judgyspod@gmail.com. JUDGIES pod.
Hey, did we also mention that we're on YouTube?
That's us. We're on YouTube. You can see all of our super fly clothes.
Including Josh's lovely teal,
you can see
suit jacket
and best hair, Erica. You can see best eyes, Christian, and best dressed, Erica Christian. Again. But I'm a close two,
stinky two.
See you guys later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.